Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which Philly listens to this for the game tonight?
Who listens to it?
Yeah, like which Philly's listening to this?
Garrett Stubbs.
Come Give on. Me someone else.
Somebody important.
Why? Who do I think listens to Eminem?
Bader's got this one on.
I would say yes, but yeah. How much are we going to get of Bader?
Like, well, I know, not much.
I would feel good if he was actually, you know.
Yeah, in the lineup.
But Bryce is, I don't know what Bryce listens to. We probably listen to Elvis or something like that. I don't know.
Elvis.
I don't know. Viva Las Vegas. I don't know. What is Bryce listening to?
Bryce feels like a country guy.
That might be the case.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his walk-up songs are Must Be the Money, Moby.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
Or Flower, yeah.
Yeah.
We could go off that.
I'm trying. I need a Philly to listen to that song tonight. And it's Bader. I mean, maybe Bader's going to have a big pitch hit. He could. He had one on a couple nights ago in game two. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, a couple things that that came out yesterday. Now, one we already attacked today a lot because Hugh Douglas is on it. But that's the powder blue uniforms. Now, to some people, the powder blues don't matter. To you, Hugh, they matter.
It does. It's just maybe I'm being nostalgic, but I do recall seeing some key Philly moments. Some historic moments in the powder blues.
You know what this is going to be? The powder blues, we're going to remember them as it's a based on the results, right?
Yeah.
Like if the Phillies go out to LA and they win two games in the powder blues to get this back for game five.
You can't lay a stinky turd in the powder blues.
You can't. It will be remembered forever. Like when they were down 0-2 and they put the powder blues on. Of course, the other side of that is if they go out like wimps tonight. We're going to like be like, who cared? Who cares about
I'm
going
to probably get rid of
you. Will
a lot.
That'll go viral, that rant you had earlier, that pump-up speech. The other thing that probably doesn't matter at all, but it certainly was a moment yesterday in the press conference, caught my attention. How about Bryce Harper? And he got emotional at the end of this. You could tell it's an emotional time. Him and his wife just had a baby last week, which congratulations to the Harpers, their fourth child. I just have never heard anyone describe childbirth and their wife quite like this. He meant it very complimentary, but it just never heard it before. Here's Bryce yesterday.
Yeah, I got an incredible wife, man. She, pushed that thing out in three pushes in 30 seconds. So, I mean, she's an absolute monster at doing it. So, women, man, what a breed. You know, I'm serious. It's an incredible thing. You know, being able to hold your son for the first time is something that... it's one of the greatest moments of my life. I absolutely love my family. I love my kids. I love the game of baseball. But at the end of the day, my family means the most to me. And definitely missing them right now. So,
well, I was touching at the end.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and anyone who's a parent out there feels that at the end. Though I've never heard anyone describe it as she's a monster. What a breed. Never heard that one before.
There's a lot. That I want to say in this moment, because there's a lot, when you make comments like that, it's a lot of thoughts that go in my head. But I feel for FCC reasons that I'm going to go ahead and just lay out on this one.
And he meant it in a very nice way.
He did mean it, but then it kind of makes, as a guy, it kind of puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, FCC.
Keep
FCC.
I'm gonna say this one thing, and I'm gonna keep it vague.
Oh no!
But it's like if you with your significant other, and you really ain't like in the moments, in those passionate moments, you really ain't doing a whole lot, bro.
And
like
you lather know what I mean? Vaseline on me,
because the way he described, like, that just goes to show you the capacity.
Again,
of
the
situation.
The end was a very touching thing. And anyone who's a dad, a parent, can feel that.
Way to bring it back.
I try and help you.
But it's just putting it in perspective.
We are professionals.
I'm trying to bring us back. Again, you feel that. He misses his baby that's 4 or 5 days old. He's out in L.A. What's it? Hayes 3? Is that the kid's name? Hayes 3? We've lost you.
I've seen a lot of penetration.
Oh, God. We've totally lost him.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
We got a game today. Can you lock in?
Listen, hold up. With all due respect, wasn't the only one that went there, because when he said it, he was just, the visual just popped in. I know it popped in everybody's head. You'd be like, damn, dog. What's But she is four kids in, though, too. So, okay. I mean, it ain't her first rodeo.
All right.
And congratulations to the Harpers. Dan in Westchester up on WIP.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Hello? Dan, I'm going to put you on hold. Dan's obviously having a tough time. Not as tough as Hugh. Don in Old City. We've lost Hugh Douglas. Don, what's up?
I'm back.
Oh, this is going great.
Yeah, Don? I'm going to need Don. Otherwise, Hugh's just going to go wild here for the next few minutes. All right. I will try Simon in Center City. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's thank you. Up, good, Simon. Thank God. Simon, what's up?
Okay, so here's the thing. All they got to do is win three games in a row, right?
That's
they
it. That's it.
That.
That's
how many
it.
Games did the Eagles win in a row? But here's the thing. Here's the problem. We can't look back. We can't look back. You got to look forward. You got to look in the future. Everybody's looking in the back. Forget the back. The back was yesterday. Yesterday's gone.
That's right.
Okay? So let's focus. Aaron Nola as a pitcher has come through in the postseason.
I like Aaron
no
Nola.
Different than Real Muto. Like, open I your like eyes, guys. We've been watching the Phillies hundreds and hundreds of games. This is not like 16 games a year. Real Muto is a pro. Like, you know,
do you mean, hold on, Simon, do you mean like in terms of calling the pitches, like Real Muto can get him through the game?
He's a clutch hitter, too. Look at his hitting. Yeah, like, he has not looked bad at the plate. He has not looked bad at the plate.
No, I mean, Real Muto had the big hit. Yeah, no, I'm fine with JT. But it's Nola that's the concern tonight. We need Nola to pitch well.
Nola.
He was great last year. Wasn't he good last year in the playoffs? In the playoffs, he was good.
Well, no.
He's been good.
He wasn't.
He's got the pedigree. Trust me, he's the number one draft pick. He's ready. He is. Who knows him better than the manager, really? We're not looking back.
We
we're looking
lost
forward.
The same
okay, let's go. dude, he's the guy. So instead of huffing and puffing and griping and thinking, hey, you know, we're the Friday morning quarterback, let's know we're going to win tonight. Mm. And there's something called momentum.
But don't they have the momentum?
Yeah, they got the momentum right now.
So,
listen,
No. The Yankees were down 6-1.
Yeah.
Come on, it was over.
Well, Simon, I'm glad you brought that up. That game changed when their best player hit a ball to the moon. Judge. Like, we need someone. Remember, we need one of our guys to do that.
So my name's Simon, right?
Yes,
when
I think.
When Bryce Harper hits the foul pole for a home run tonight, I'm calling you tomorrow.
That's right, Simon. Okay? Simon called it.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, me too. Yes, Simon. All right.
And the only other thing I'll say is that the Phillies didn't get blown out. And look, they have nerves. Edmund made a crappy throw to first base.
He did, yeah. Freeman saved him.
Right. So they have nerves, too. And they're human, too. And they put their pants on one leg at a time. I think we win tonight, and then the series is up for grabs.
All right, Simon. Now we're talking. All right, Simon, good phone call. Look, I appreciate the belief in Nola, and we brought up his career a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that is saying this is a sound decision, there's some coping to this. Right? Like, there's no logic to what Topper's doing tonight. Sometimes, it could work.
It's a feel.
It's a feel.
Yeah.
But there's not logic. I mean, mm-hmm. Rangers ERA was in the low threes. Nola was six. For their career in the playoffs, Aaron Nola, 4.02 ERA in the playoffs. Ranger Suarez, 1.43. I mean, there really is no... Unless we find out that Ranger Suarez has...
significantly hurt?
Yeah, and they know he can only pitch three or four innings because of that. And they didn't want to create a full bullpen game, so they thought they could steal two innings with Nola, then go to... I mean, we could find that out tonight. But really, we're just coping when we try to make it out to be like the right decision or talking about the fact that Nola was a first-round pick 11 years ago. I mean, I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And it's one of those things where it's a feel. I think Topper's going with a feel.
Yeah, well, Topper's feel is certainly working out so far for us. So.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's why I said, and I'm strong on the fact that if this doesn't go well, tomorrow's going to be different. It's going to be like people going to
And we're blaming you, mostly.
I probably get that.
Yeah. Well, the Powder Blues and Nola. And you've put your neck on the line for these guys tonight.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I believe in them. Five whole dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
See.
What?
It loses something when you say five whole dollars.
What you mean?
$5.
But if you know me, you understand
that Hugh's unit is two.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's two and a half whole units for Hugh, if you really want to.
Five whole dollars.
That's... He's got a point. I gotta give that.
You know what I mean? That's
you.
How much I believe.
I think
you.
If you want to sound like a real better, you say units. You're like, you know, oh,
you know what's funny?
Five units. Now, some people's unit is $100. Yours is $1.
Is two.
Yeah, or units, two. Right. Unit just sounds so crazy.
That's how. That's the gambling vernacular.
I was talking to some real betters yesterday out there in the hallway.
Yeah, degenerates.
Yeah, and they were talking about how much money. He said he bet like $5,000 last week on Buffalo. No, not on Buffalo, but on the Denver Broncos.
$5,000.
Yeah, and he won.
Well.
Plus three and a half for the money line.
Yeah, I think the three and a half. And I was like, damn.
That's a little rich for my blood.
Yeah, too much. Yeah. Because if I lose that $5,000, somebody going to hear about that. For real.
Who's going to hear about it? You're the one that put it down.
I see that. Ha ha. That's the thing. I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to do that.
Got me there.
Let's talk to Violet in Virginia, then we'll check in with you people. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Violet.
Violet, what's up?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. This is a joke,
that's
quite frankly.
That's on
no,
me.
No, you're fine, Violet.
Violet, what's up?
Oh, so sorry. Guys, oh my gosh. They have got to get this tonight. I saw something posted on Facebook. I hate how much I love this team. I just hate how much I love this team. I know there's been some stuff said, and just find a way to win. We can do this. Just one game. I just feel like if they can win tonight, it can be the spark. I don't care who
starts
does
with
it.
One.
And one thing I have to say, I love Bader. I was unsure when he first came, but wow, what a cheerleader. What a great guy. What a great freaking teammate. I love him. Guys, let's go, Phillies.
Let's go, Phillies. Violet, we got it. We got to get a win tonight. Yeah, Bader's become as popular as anyone around here. You know, we spoke all season.
It's that attitude, man.
It is.
Swagger.
And we spoke all season about Rangers free agency and JT's free agency, obviously Schwarber's. You know, Bader's free agency is going to be a big thing around here because he has an opt-out, which he's going to opt out because he's going to become a free agent. It's going to be hard not to bring Bader back.
He feels like a glue guy.
Does.
He feels like a glue guy. You know, he feels like somebody, he feels like the vibe officer that actually can play.
Oh, I'm surprised you went there.
Well, I'm just saying because.
See, now you get it. That's why we like him. Because
no, I'm
he
saying
because
he, yeah, but he's a part of the vibe. Yeah, I get
no, I know, but you got to be able to play too.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and the other guy, he can't as much.
I get that.
Okay, let's check out with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Shut up, Joe. Shut up, Kyle. Guys have never played sports.
Well, that's not true. Professionally, yeah, sure. But nice. But you didn't either to the person saying that. Like, well, if that's the level, I'm going to Ryan Clark you. I mean, you didn't play?
Getting Ryan Clark's Fagilio is...
What are the odds the person saying that on YouTube has played at a super high level?
Like, yeah, it's slim to none.
Yeah. Come on. Just like the rest of us. Played in high school. Stunk.
Yep. I got these two back-to-back. Joe is spitting straight facts.
You're right.
Joe is a complete moron.
Back-to-back. Then went back-to-back. That's crazy.
There is our audience. Yep.
That's a classic. Yep. Hard to take Joe seriously after he declared the NL East over.
It was.
Dude, I mean, you were right.
Everybody.
I don't think... I'm not sure everyone understands what that means.
Nobody does.
When it's over, it means the team that's leading is going to win the division. That happened 2 years in a row.
Yeah, you called that.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to do it again next year, too, by the way. Pick the day.
Yep. Another day, another refusal by Joe Giglio to criticize the Sixers.
Wait, wait a minute. Who talk about the Sixers, though?
I could care less. Where are they? Are they still overseas? Are they back?
I think they got back from Abu Dhabi.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Is Joel Embiid practice yet? 5-on-5?
Yeah, again, like, I don't know.
He looks slim, though.
It's great. Stop. In the photos? That the Sixers put out strategically to rope people like you right back in? Yep. You're a sucker.
That's great. That was, but now what?
I don't know why anybody would possibly care about us talking about the Sixers.
I just don't care at all.
I'm kind of excited for the basketball season.
All right. It's wonderful. We got to take care of this.
We got game three tonight. Yep. We got an Eagles game tomorrow.
Yeah, come on.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I wanted Edge Cone. I'm excited for him here, too. But not today.
I'd feel better with Giglio out there than I do with Aaron Nola.
Well, that's not true.
That's definitely a
baseball career ended in high school.
Fibber.
Yeah,
somebody's fibbing.
But it says a lot. I mean, obviously, it's an exaggeration. Well, but they show very little confidence in Aaron Nola.
Well, how about this? Fritz or Nola?
Nola.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I like Fritz. Fritz.
It's obviously Nola.
I like Fritz, but no, I'm going Nola.
If anyone says Fritz, then we can't.
We still need a professional out there.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Kyle can go pound sand.
Pound sand.
That's a good evergreen one.
What did you do?
What have I not done?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Kyle needs to come on home. I mean, it's not true. First of all, like my forehead's big, but I'm not balding.
Yeah,
I'm not balding.
You don't have any spot in the back, right?
No.
Yeah.
It usually starts on the side, though, like in that corner.
Mine started in the back. That spot in the top.
Yeah. I mean, look, one day, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. I'm not there yet. I promise.
Listen.
I've always had a big forehead.
The bridge getting close. A couple miles.
I think Hugh might be the one saying that in the YouTube chat.
I'm not allowed to look at the YouTube chat. We see what happens when I do it.
The boss told me not to look at it.
I'm not allowed to look.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a hairline situation, which is genetic. It's not a balding situation.
Hey, we found Kyle's Achilles.
I just wanted to make it very clear.
Hey,
there's a difference.
Hey, it's okay, dog. You got options.
I love that line. Though. It's a hairline situation.
It is. Yeah.
We got some doctors, don't we? Get you right.
Yeah. Well, just you know this. Hugh has no filter when it comes to telling someone to come on home.
It hurt.
It's your day to come on home, he'll tell
you. That's the thing. I will know.
Yeah.
I'll know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Sometimes you know what they say about some athletes. You're the last to know.
Feels like did it, now. Here's a question: did anyone tell you to come on home, or
yes.
did it? Yeah,
the girl that used to braid my hair.
Wow.
And she was like, "Hey," and I got mad at her, right? Mm-hmm. But then when I went home and I saw what she was talking about, I was like,
"You know, no one ever told me. In fact, I was lied to because I had a sense it was time to come on home, mm-hmm. and I kept asking, like, just be honest." And I got a lot of nonsense, and then eventually I said, "No."
Oh no, she told me
it's time.
That's she was rough. Like, "Yeah, it's getting a little thin," mm-hmm. and I was like, "Burn my hair." Then I looked and I was like, "Yeah, she's lying."
Wow.
She's lying.
All right, let's get to you then, Hugh. No Ohtani jersey today, Hugh.
I don't have one. I didn't like the fact that Ohtani bought somebody else's wife a car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That did bother you, yeah.
Like, why are you buying another grown-ass man wife a Porsche? Cars. You're buying her a Porsche.
Shohei, what he does with his money isn't always on the up and up.
Did you buy my... Listen.
Fall
if I had
prison,
a wife,
yeah.
If I had a wife and you bought my wife a Porsche, you're getting swung on.
You think Ipe watches the games in prison? Or is he just...
I don't know. He might be too jaded.
What's the reaction? Like,
no,
he goes
cool.
in the common room and Ohtani's pitching?
I guarantee you.
He's not cool. He's in
jail.
Yes, he
is. I guarantee you he probably wearing J's in jail. He got cigarettes. Mm-hmm. He got all the amenities that you could get. He probably got all the spam and crackers you can eat. He probably got all the top quality snacks.
In prison?
In prison.
Yeah,
because he's doing I'm pretty sure he's doing fair time.
Hugh Douglas is a crackhead, but I love him.
Well, thank you. But I was smoking crack.
You put that out there before.
I did. I'm just thinking about, I wonder what his commissary is like, though. Yeah. He probably wearing the Jordan slides. No, because Ohtani's with New Balance, right?
New Balance. All New Balance.
He probably got some New Balance slides.
Yeah. Of course he does.
Talking about quitting after your stint in Jacksonville is crazy.
I didn't quit. I got old.
Well, your body quit
difference.
On you.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Your knee quit.
Yeah. My body. I got old. It's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of tough talk for a guy who won't even make it the first pitch.
908. Yeah. I got to tell you, a 908 followed by an Eagles kickoff at, 8:15 tomorrow?
Hey, listen.
It's not easy, man.
Whoever wrote that one, challenge accepted. I will be there for that first.
Will you be there for the last pitch?
Will you be fully there is the question.
Now, the last pitch, that might, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It all depends on how the game's going. Now, if it's one of those exciting games, then, yes, I'll be there.
So here's what I need.
If it's a bludgeoning. Mm.
I need an Eagles blowout tomorrow night in the worst way. Like tonight, we're going to be up to 11:30 or 12, right?
Yes.
I need that game to be Eagles by 17 in the fourth quarter, so I can start dozing off tomorrow night. If that game is tight, I'm annoyed Friday.
A lot.
Yeah. That's what I need.
Better chance to make it to the third inning, Aaron Nola or Hugh?
I'll make it to the third.
That's a good question.
I'm taking that bet too. I take that bet.
Through the third or into the third?
Through the third.
Through the third. So that means I got to stay up to the fourth. I got that.
That's a tough one. Okay. I go
that's like,
Hugh.
What, 10 o'clock?
I go Hugh. There's no way Nola's getting into the fourth.
A couple reactions here to Hugh's rant from earlier. Pop-up sealed his fate with that one. No chance he makes it to 9 p.m. now. Steve energy exerted.
You wore yourself out at 11:20.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. You're going to need a coffee or a nap. Yep. Well, that rant sold me. They're getting demolished tonight.
Listen, I don't want to have to go back and use that rant tomorrow, but if tonight goes wrong, we play the rant tomorrow. Yep. Yeah, it does. All right.
Hold on one more real quick, because we do have a potential drop that people pointed out.
Uh-oh.
And it's another huge gem, potentially.
Because I was soft.
Oh, that one's going to be used a lot around here.
Because I was soft.
We need a guarantee. We get in a game.
Yes.
Win tonight. Game three. Let's go.
Winning tonight.
Give us the score, Gary.
6-3. Bills.
6-3. Bills.
2 home runs. 1 by Bryce Harper. And 1 by Kyle Schwarber.
We will talk to you tomorrow after the Phils win. Let's go, Phils. After the show now. The Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.